Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
See, I told you this would be a great advantage point to watch the fun.
Oh, we sure are high, though, Madden. Are we safe?
Oh, we are. We are. Just don't slip or cry out or call attention to yourself in any way.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try not to.
Now, are you sure you know the rules for this event?
Well, yeah. It's not exactly difficult.
Well, go on then. I just want to make sure you don't think it involves throwing a ball to some guy dressed in riot gear.
Oh, Madden, you are never going to forgive us for football, are you?
Hey, I never said that.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Maybe.
Carl!
Not saying...
Madden.
Well, it's ridiculous. Why call a game that you mainly play with your hands football? It just makes no sense. Plus, every other country on the planet calls proper football football.
Okay. Okay, I was just checking. But yes, I do understand the rules to this game.
That's good then. So we can just sit back, relax, and watch the fun.
Yeah, okay, let me just check though. The object is to cross that line as quickly as possible while overcoming the obstructions put before you.
Perfectly put. Just think of all the training that's gone into this. It makes you proud to be a Brit.
Does it?
Oh yes, since I doubt we'll be winning any World Cups anytime soon. We need to latch onto these areas that identify us as superior on the global stage.
Things like this?
Well, certainly. Not many countries can organise such an event like this, you know.
Okay.
I mean, really. Look at all that organisation. Everything is so regimented and everyone looks so passionate in their uniforms.
Passionate? That is not the word I would use, Carl.
And what would you use then?
Well, if I was forced to pick a word, it would be bored.
Bored?
Yeah, bored. Kind of like me. Can we go yet?
Go? Go? I thought you wanted to see a fantastic sporting event.
Well, I do. And when you said that, I thought you meant the Olympics. Not the queue to get through passport control at Gatwick.
Oh, Missy, look at how long that queue is. Imagine the hard work and dedication it takes to create that. Those three control officers on duty are doing a great service to this country. They're teaching everyone here that if there is one thing they need to learn about for coming to the UK, it is this.
What's that?
But you have to queue. Queue like you've never queued before.
Oh, brother, for this I'm going to head into London for the Olympics.
Okay, cool. I'll join you. And we're lucky. The queue for the main entrance starts just outside the airport.
Are you joking, Madden?
Of course I am.
Oh. Thank heavens for that.
It'll be inside the airport by now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Worlds Apart. My name's Cole.
And I'm Missy.
How you doing, Missy? How have you been?
I've been wonderful. Carl, how have you been?
I've been so-so.
Yeah, it's because, you know, you're gearing up for the event.
What event's that?
The event that is going to turn London on its head, inside out, spin it around a couple times, and do a thorough job on the people of, the good people of London.
You mean that crap event we got coming up next week? Yes.
Well, I wasn't going to call it that, but...
The tiddlywink standoff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you mean the other one?
Oh,
of the crapper event. Oh, yeah.
Okay, see, you're... yes, I'm. So I'm sure you're gearing up for that, and it's probably colouring your view of the week ahead, is what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh. Colouring it all kinds of colour. All of them bad.
However, you know, the thing is, here in the States, we held the Olympics, the illustrious Olympics in Los Angeles... 1980, hold on.
The cool people say L.A.
Well, that's why I say Los Angeles. I don't go with the flow, Carl Madden.
You would if you jumped in the river.
Oh. Ba-dum-bum. It would have been 1987. I can't remember.
I don't
care. I remember how old I was, but I'm not going to say that either. But I remember visiting family during the Summer Olympics in L.A. And it seemed to be pretty well organized.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to be a good Olympics. So maybe you just needed some of those organizers to come to London.
Maybe. Or a organizer at all would be a good one as well. So
we just need one person here who knows what's going on.
Exactly.
Just one. it's not too much. But you know, the nice thing is I really envy all those people coming to the London Olympics because they are going to get to experience, what is it that you call it? The Great British Reserve.
Ha. Well, we'll get to that in a bit. Because we'll actually explain what the Great British Reserve is.
Well, that's you were explaining all that to me, and I'm a little jealous. I'm also losing my headphones here. I'm a little jealous that they get to experience that.
Well, we'll see. We'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, firstly, reviews.
Oh, the reviews! How could I forget the reviews? Gosh.
Only the one this week.
Oh, there's only one?
No, it makes me sad.
No. I'm kind of sad about that, too. Is it a good one?
Yes, I think so.
Well,
I think
so. Okay. It's okay. If you only have one, it better be a good one, right?
Absolutely.
We only have one and it stinks. Boo, hiss. Get them off the air.
Who are these buffoons?
Exciting. Do you want to read it?
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
This is from Tiger Dom. Tiger Dom writes, what can be better than spending an hour chatting with friends?
Absolutely nothing, Tiger Dom. Nothing could be better than that.
Well, it depends if you have my friends or not, doesn't it? That's just what it feels like when you're listening to this podcast. Between Cole's droll sense of humor. I hope that is droll, not dull sense of humor.
You're droll.
And Missy's unbridled passion for, well, just about anything.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean by that, Tiger Dom.
You couldn't find better company. Keep up the great work, guys.
Oh, isn't that nice? That was a nice one review. Thank you, Tiger Dom.
Tiger Dom. You sure that's not something from that 50 Shades of Grey book?
Have you read that?
No, but I've read the synopsis on Wikipedia and oh my.
Okay, Carl, now why did you read the synopsis on Wikipedia? Because I haven't done that and I'm a girl.
Everyone was talking about it and I thought I'm not going to read it because that would take too much time. I thought I'd just do the sort of cliff notes for it.
You know, I made an e-card on my Facebook page that said that I bought the book because I thought it would help me better understand white balance. And I can't. I was so wrong. I was never so glad to be wrong in my life. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't read it, and I'm not going to read it.
Now you're going to get it on audiobook.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait for the film to come out.
I'm going to wait for the movie. No. I'm good with Magic Mike, so I'm fine. Just kidding. That was a joke, too.
Magic Mike.
That was cute. I'm not going to see Magic Mike till it comes to an IMAX theater.
What a shocking insight we're getting into your life this week.
Hey, IMAX, can you run Magic Mike for me? That'd be awesome.
In 3D.
No, I'm not. Gosh, we're going down a bad road right now, man.
You don't want anything like that in your face, I tell you.
Carl. That was a teacher Madden right there.
Okay. Just so we know now.
Good golly. Well, anyway, guys, thank you. Thank you, Tiger Dom, for the reviews. And we love reviews and we love stars. So all of you listening, if you would take just 30 seconds to go to iTunes and find Our Worlds Apart and maybe give us a star or a review. We read them. We read them all. We love them.
Or cash.
Sometimes when I'm feeling bad, I just go to iTunes and I read the reviews and it makes me feel better. So thank you. Do you do that, Carl?
I do, actually. I do check fairly regularly. And I check other countries' ones as well, but we've only had 3 in the US. Most of them are British, which, you know, that's a lot for our taste. Which is good.
It's good. It's very good. Yes, sirree, Bob. So, my gosh. So, here we are.
Are you sure you've not read that book because you're fanning yourself with a folder at the moment?
I am. I'm a little warm. No, I don't have my air conditioner on. Thanks for pointing that out, Carl, because nobody could see that. But you had to say it. I am fanning myself right now.
We can hear. Mm-hmm. We can hear a little foldy thing.
All right, stop. No, I actually did my British Tech Missy, and I was scared that the audio quality wasn't good because there's a little bit of a hissing noise.
A hissy Missy.
Hissy Missy. And I thought it was because
it's like you're a puncher.
I know. Had the air conditioner. What's a puncher?
What's a puncher? You know when you puncture a tire?
Oh, a puncture.
What do you think I said?
punter, like a boxer.
No, that's a puncher. Excuse my...
It was a puncher.
Ill-educated...
No, it was a puncture. And I was scared puncture. That the air conditioner would make it sound like I had a puncture on Worlds Apart Prawns. So
I had a puncture while I was going down the motorway once. That's most scary. Fortunately, Alex. Scary. Alex and Steve were with me and they fixed my tire. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
They're handy.
They're handy on the motorway at night, I tell you.
Okay, motorway.
Yeah.
Let's just jump right in both feet, Madden. Motorway. You're on the motorway. On the motorway.
Well, not now.
Well, I know not now, but now I say, is it a freeway? Is it a highway? Because there's a difference.
There's nothing free about our roads, I'll tell you now.
What is a motorway? What would I know it as? You're in Orlando. What would I know it as? An interstate?
Yeah. Basically, it's like a three-lane road that goes out in the middle of the country and normally goes for like long distances, and you can go up to 70 miles an hour or more if you can get away with it from
Melville. Okay, so that would be like a freeway here, our interstate system.
Okay. So what's the difference between a freeway and a highway then?
A highway smaller than a freeway. The way it's spelled.
Boom, boom. It's taken you a long time to come back to that one, hasn't it? That was 13 shows ago.
You know, I was going to get back to the biscuit cookie if it killed me. no, a highway is smaller than a freeway here.
So
a freeway is multi lanes, and a highway could be, you know, maybe two lanes. The small freeway.
Okay. No, we like our motorways anyway. Because you can, it's normally nice and straight and full of other passengers, and then when it all gets clonked up, you can just sit and chat happily to the guy next to you. Yeah, right.
With the motorway. I like motorway.
Motorway, yes.
Oh, okay. So do you have smaller motorways? Do you call a small motorway?
A-roads.
Just roads.
Dual carriageways. Dual carriageways we have.
Yeah. No, you call them dual carriageways?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that cute? It's
no,
a carriageway. It's a dual. Two carriages.
Dual they pass each other and go, hello, good morning to thee.
So a dual carriageway is a one-lane road.
No, or it's two-lane a two-lane road.
I mean a two...
The clue is in the title.
You mean one going one way, one going
the
other way?
No, two going one way, two going the other way. If it's the other way, if it's just one going one way, one going the other way, it's just a road.
But that's called a two-lane highway.
Yes, dual carriageway.
No, but a two-lane highway here would be one lane going one way, one lane going the other way. It's just two lanes.
You guys can't
right?
count. Yeah, but that's only one. You're only going one direction, so you only got one lane going one direction, so that's one road.
But the highway contains how many lanes? If I was a bird, okay, I'm a bird, caw, caw, and I'm flying and I look down.
I'm pooping
and I
on the cards.
See, I might be doing that, and I see the roads, and I see, oh, there's cars coming this way and cars coming that way. How many lanes am I looking at?
In total. Normally,
in total.
Normally six lanes, but there's some...
No, Carl. If there's one lane going this way and one lane going this way,
six.
And I'm the bird, caw, caw, and I look down, how many lanes do I see?
Three going one way, three going the other. Six lanes.
Carl, there is... Now listen very carefully. There's only one lane with a single row of cars heading east, and there is one lane with
it
a single
like a
row of
question.
Cars... heading west. How many donuts will Missy eat by the end of the week? No.
All of
how
them.
How many roads are there? How many lanes are there? There are two. Ergo, it is a two-lane highway. See where I'm going with that? Do you understand what
okay.
I mean? Yeah, see? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really think there's anything to say after that.
Fair enough. I have no point. I have no clue what your point is, but okay.
You are learning so fast, Madden. You're just agreeing with me. That's great, Miss.
Hey, I know to agree with the women. It makes
hey,
your life
do
so much easier.
These pants make my behind look big? No, not at all. Very good. That's very good. All right, we'll discuss this later. I don't think I'm getting through.
What gave that away? The confused look on my face. that's always there, but what about that?
So, okay, can we get into the Great British Reserve now?
Well, okay, right. So it's the Great British Reserve.
It's right there. You just did it. Right.
Yes. What? That's what? That's just right.
Okay, right.
That means okay.
I know, but to an American, it sounds a little snippy.
Right.
No, that's Dr. Evil, and that's more
that's
snippy.
That's snippy. Well, it's not snippy, yeah, but, it's just...
Okay, right.
Right.
To me, it sounds like... And I still have to remind myself that people are not being snippy when they say it, because it sounds like, okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
It sounds like there should be a yeah in front of it, like, yeah, right. yeah, right. I'm going, you know what I'm saying when I say yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but that didn't sound snippy.
Because it's not snippy. You can't,
no,
it's just saying, yes, that's correct, or okay.
Why don't you just say okay and not right?
Okay is two syllables, right's one. Right. Oh, no, it's not two as well, isn't it?
But so often, so often you say right then.
Right then.
Right then. So I could see right then, because that sounds lovely, but just right sounds a little snippy to me. I have to remind myself that people aren't being snippy. It's just... Right doesn't mean what I think right means.
No, it means everything's jolly good. Everything's fine.
Jolly good.
What?
Jolly? Do a lot of people say jolly?
Few. I don't think we will now, though. Why are you telling me? What's wrong with jolly.
Jolly
right?
Jolly's a fun word. You
what,
can't
jolly?
It's jolly? That's what I'm saying. It's one of those words that sounds like sparkle. It is what it sounds like it is. There must be some kind of word for that. Someone who knows much.
A hamburger
much
sounds
more than
like a hamburger is. What?
No, you know what I mean. It sounds
jolly.
Okay.
You backed yourself. Have you painted yourself into a corner that you can't get out of?
Oh, I do it all the time. Jolly good. Okay, jolly good. That's nice. You hear a lot of people say jolly good, and it. I just didn't know that you really said it.
It's all part of our reserve. Which basically means we say things that we don't actually mean.
Do most Brits do this?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not allowed to say this. It's like against the Official Secrets Act, really, though.
Oh, do it. So tell me, give me one.
Well, we'll
one.
Say things like, oh, yeah, I'm fine, when everything is but fine, for example.
But everyone does that, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, but we do it more often, it seems to me. Like, we pretend everything is fine and it isn't, and we go mad, and we always have to feel we have to lie to people.
But
well,
I
not
would...
lie, but white lies.
That's kind of an American thing, too. How are you? I'm fine when you're not fine. But imagine how, okay, but I always say this. I always find this funny, this, you know, how are you? I'm fine, the response. But think about if the opposite was true. Go ahead and ask me. Say, Missy, how are you today?
Missy, how are you today?
And instead of saying, oh, I'm fine, I lapsed into how I really felt. Well, actually, today, you know, I've got a little bit of a sinus headache and I've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, like, oh sorry. I've got to go. I've just got
yes,
a thing over here.
Exactly. Well, so I think I'm fine is that kind of is a thing we have in common. Because I think most people here say I'm fine, too.
Okay. Well, it also means we don't get overexcited.
I'm sure you don't know what you mean by that, Madden.
No. For example, if something exciting happens, we go, oh, yes, jolly good. That's very good. We don't go, well, unless it's a sporting event and we win it.
You don't.
What am I saying?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you guys get rowdy in the pubs. I've seen video.
That's with
not
the...
yours, but I've seen it on
that's
TV.
That's the aid of us
people
alcohol,
exciting.
Though. All our inhibitions and reserve goes away when you consume vast quantities of alcohol.
Oh. But you don't get excited. So you're kind of... So when I visit London, am I going to be able to know what people are thinking?
Probably not.
Because people will know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, well... not exactly hard to read, are you? Unlike the 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay. Okay. So when people say that's lovely, oh, that's lovely. Do they really mean that's lovely?
Probably not.
Really?
I would say about 50% of the time they do, and 50% of the time they don't. We just want to get out of the situation we're in as quickly and cleanly as possible.
Oh.
Which is why it's always weird to us when we come there and someone American says, "Have a nice day." Because we're always thinking, yeah, right, you mean that.
So what about all our reviews in iTunes? Do you think those people are really sincere?
Oh yeah, I'm
Yes, they
yes,
are.
absolutely. I'm
But if
talking
they were
about in
saying
a
it, but if they were saying it, they would not be saying it with any kind of enthusiasm or exuberance in their voice.
No, they would. I'm just talking about general day-to-day existence.
Okay.
You know, the stuff you have to get through on the tube and just to live in London and, you know, survive the queues and all the
So what you're
hustle, the
saying is that
bustle.
there is a lot of lying going on in London.
Yeah.
There's a lot of white lies happening.
There is. It's a lot. Like they're saying, we're ready for the Olympics. That'll be the biggest lie at the moment, but there you go.
But you know what? I think that some white lies are nice, Carl. Maybe it's just coming from a place of being nice.
Well, we
Right?
have that as well.
Because
We try.
you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
No. Well, not unless it's funny.
You know the saying, if you can't change it, you can laugh at it. That's a Bombeck thing. I believe in that 100%. Oh, but see, I think it's all, I don't, I think Americans are nice.
Yes.
You think Americans are more honest in what they say and how they respond?
They seem to be when I've listened into their conversations. Because that's no answer.
Okay, but this is how British people are. Is this how they are to one another, or is this how they are to like an American or a foreigner?
Normally,
I would
this.
be a foreigner.
Well, no, to each other, because we have the unwritten code. We understand that what we're saying to each other isn't always the truth. Like we'll say, I'm fine when I'm not fine, or how are you? And we don't really expect an answer. We're just moving on. It's just
So
things that you say.
they're like the Twitters.
Or how are you doing? And we really don't want to hear the answer of how someone's doing. We just want to get on with our day.
Oh, how are you? Oh, how are you? I don't
All
really
right. And
need to.
everyone knows that they all I have to say to that question is, I'm all right. And we're moving on.
Does anybody ever say, I'm great?
Occasionally, but they're normally not.
And that's with a couple pints in them, then they
Yeah,
answer
exactly.
that way.
Now, when they have got a couple of
Oh.
pints, they go, "Oh, great, I am."
Oh, gosh. So, Boy, it's going to be interesting, is all I can say when I come visit. It's just going to be interesting.
You will bring the sparkles and you will bring the joy.
Jolly right, I
Jolly
will.
right.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, what about in politics?
Oh.
Now, we're in the middle of an election year, goody, here in the States, and we won't get into politics on this show
No.
because,
But
no.
the politicians here, when they refer to each other, they have to say the right honourable gentleman or lady or alien.
Oh, the right honorable gentleman. Oh, that's so
It
proper.
does. It sounds that, doesn't it? What they really mean is that tosser over there.
No, they don't,
Yes, they
Carl.
do. They have no respect for one another. Have you ever seen our parliament on telly? It's a load of school children waving their paper around and.
So that right honorable gentleman is really being said like that right honorable gentleman. It's like a
Yeah,
sarcastic thing.
massively so.
Oh my
Oh
gosh.
no. See, I'm not now telling any of this. This is all breaking the, the Secrecy Act. I've got to get in
Do
a
you like
spot of
the
bother now.
do you have like the MI6 are going to come and next week it'll just be, an empty
You going?
chair where Madden should be.
Where's he gone?
Hi, World Department, will that be done just with Missy? Because Madden broke the code, the British code.
You spoke.
Oh, wow. But you never say your feelings when it's negative. Do you say them when things are going well? Then will you share that?
No.
No. It's across the board. It mums the word. I don't care how you're feeling.
We
Just
never.
don't say
We like to
it.
stay in that happy bit in the middle, or that nice, soft, squishy bit in the middle, and that's where we like to stay.
Oh, that's kind of boring, Carl.
Occasionally, we do venture out though, when really special occasions like a sporting event, we venture out, or if you fall in love, maybe you venture out for a bit, but then you soon come back.
No, you have to color outside the lines, Carl Madden.
We're not
I need
allowed
to
to. I
teach
was
you
told
how to
off at
do
school
this.
for colouring outside the lines.
No, you need to be outside the box. You need to color outside the lines with all the crayons in the crayon box, not just a few.
We have
I
white,
need.
grey, and black. What's fine with that?
Listen, young grasshopper, I will teach you my ways. Snatch the crayons from my hand. snatch the papadons from my hand. I will teach you how to do that. That's not right. That's kind of boring. Mix that with a lot of rain and gray skies. Oh, my gosh.
This is what I'm saying.
No wonder you drink, Carl.
You copious amounts.
Oh.
It makes us happy.
Well,
and this show makes me happy as well.
So. Good answer. Bing, 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 bing. Answer. Survey says.
Ding. What?
Good answer. Number one answer is this show makes me happy. You know who else makes us happy?
Who would that be then?
It would be, and I am not British. Well, you know, I think I should be, but I don't think now that I can be British. Because you know how I always say I think I should be British? I don't think I can be British because I'm just too over the top for British.
Well, you could come and redress the balance.
Maybe. I'd have to tone it down. And I've really, honestly,
no.
I can't do it.
We can't have Missy toned down.
I am what I am.
Popeye answer.
Yeah, I know. Okay, what makes us very, very, very happy is UK2.net. How can anybody even say UK2.net and not say UK2.net? Because they're wonderful.
They are wonderful. They keep us on the air, and they've kept us on the air for the last 3 years. And what more can you say apart from the fact that they have been wonderful and given us some special offer codes?
Yes, they have.
If you just go to britishtechnetwork.com, scroll down, find the UK2.net logo, click on through, and buy any of their services. There's multitudes on there. And if you just enter these voucher codes, you'll get some discounts. If you do British Tech DNS, you'll get free DNS for up to 2 years. That's a long time.
That's a very long time.
If you use British Tech domains, you get 20% off domain registration. So we could register... Missy, come to Britain now and cheer us all up.com.
Woohoo! I'm for that one.
You can use British Tech VPN. You'll get 50% off your first month of VPN. Visible panty knickers. I don't know.
I'm good with that one.
Yes. British Tech server will give you 50% off your any gigabit server on any contract length. However, that's online only. You can't ring them up and tell them, I want your deal.
And then can I do the last one?
Go on then.
And if you enter, I'm going to do this in my infomercial voice. And if you enter British Tech VPS, you will receive first month free when purchasing entry level VPS.
That was quite special.
Thank you. I wanted to do that. I always want to do that when you do the codes. I'm like, can I do it in an infomercial voice? Thank you for letting me do that.
I think
that.
You should from now on. That would be So as I say, just go along to the site and any of those codes in your basket before you enter your payment details and you'll get all those wonderful discounts.
Those are fantastic.
They really do keep us on the air. And if you want to show some appreciation, just use their services and they'll thank us and we'll thank you.
We sure will. Madden, this was fun.
It was fun. It was fun. Now, I hear
what?
You've changed your format a bit on the Missy Show.
I have. You know, I decided that I've been doing the Missy Show. Well, I said it was since December, but I haven't. It's actually been since January. December was the first time I was ever on.
Christmas British on the Tech photo show.
I was on the photo show.
I remember. What a fateful day that was.
Like, who is this? Why is she here? So in the 6 months that I've been answering tech questions, I'm going to be really honest. I think that I've answered them all. And I don't know that there are any more. I went through all of them, and I'm pretty sure I've covered, pretty much everything that could be answered. So I've been getting questions about life issues, matters of the heart and work and fashion. And I just thought, you know what, let's morph this. Because really, Carl, I know it's the British Tech Network, but it could really be the British Life Network because, you know, life is much more than tech. So I have kind of morphed.
I know some techies that disagree with that, but there you go.
Oh,
carry on.
Wait till they listen to my show. Maybe I can make believers out of them. So we are turning it into more of a Dear Abby kind of show where, yes, there are tech questions. Of course you can still send those. But, yep, we're going to be talking about matters of the heart, dating, relationships, friendships. I have the answers, Madden.
So all you need now are the questions.
So anyone really, send them to to BritishTechMissy@gmail.com. If you have any question, you might think it's silly. I won't, and I will answer it. And if you have questions for Madden and me, oh, Madden and me, that's kind of like a fun name, Madden and me. We could change the name of our show. It's like Marley and me, Madden and me. If you have questions for Madden and me.
Who's the dog in Marley and me? It's me, isn't it? You've put it as me. I'm the dog role.
You can send
it to... At least you said shh and not sit.
MissyandCarl@gmail.com.
You can.
Well, Carl, good luck as you venture forth into this pre-Olympic week.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get to talk about it a little bit more next week.
The excitement is mounting.
Something is mounting. Something is definitely piling up. You can smell it.
Load. All right, everyone. Well, Carl, have a fantastic week.
And you. Where can we get hold of you, by the way, on the Twitters?
You can find me on the Twitters at Missy Mwack. You can find me on the Facebooks at Mwack Attack. And you can always find me online at MissyMwack.com. And you, Mr. Carl Madden, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Glaw0101. And also on the Media Show.
The Media Show.
I have to get you back on that one as well sometime soon.
Yeah, give me something to rant about.
Give you a damn fine ranting.
That's right. No British Reserve on my end, I can tell you that much. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
Cheerio. Bye. Cheerio.